Yes, both in contention. Both have trained. We expect them both to train again this morning. So yes, both fine.
Yeah, and what about Gaetan? How's he?
No, he's still Gaetan will still be out. It's just he's been on the training pitch, not with us, but obviously rehab, and he's just got to get to a level which we hope is going to be very soon that he can train with us and obviously push on. But still at this moment, no Gaetan.
After the sort of chaos of Brentford, it's all calmed down a bit. But in a way, did that leave the players with a good feeling at the end to finish on a high like that in such strange circumstances to sort of push on because of what has been quite a difficult couple of weeks?
Yes, it did. We, by our standards, were very poor at Huddersfield, and what we did expect and what we wanted was a reaction. And I can honestly say that I felt in that first half period at Brentford, we weren't that bad. Not one of our best performances, but I thought we were okay. And it's the type of game that's possibly where we've been. It would have been 0-0 at half time, but we've gone through a small series of games now where we've conceded, and it seemed like that's how it was going to be. So certainly to get the reaction, and at a half time, if you said that we were going to draw the game, then I would have been delighted with it. We obviously had to go through a difficult last few minutes with them scoring on 94 minutes, but to end the way that we did, I think shows the character in the side and a real belief that we can go and win a game. And at 2-2, it looked like it was going to be us that would if anybody was going to win the game, it was going to be us. And unfortunately, we didn't get the win, but certainly a very good finish.
David Stockdale, 3 penalty saves this season. He's been nominated for Player of the Month, a good recognition for what he's been about. But he makes these saves at crucial times, and it must be a great for him to be sort of, I suppose, appreciated not just by the players but from outside as well.
Well, if I think of his last 3 penalty saves, they were not only penalty saves that, of course, meant the opposition didn't score, but they're all at vital times, and all 3 enabled us to go and get a result. And certainly the one on Sunday at Brentford, for me, there's no doubt if the penalty goes in, 3-0 down, then we don't come back from that one. So not only the saves, but at vital times. And I think what he has done, David, I think for a period of time is in particular in games where, where we've been reasonably resolute at times, and at times we have restricted the amount of efforts on our goal, but there are always going to be some, and he's managed to pull out some good saves at good times in games that have enabled us to go on and win them.
You welcome back Lewis Dunk. How important is it? How much of a boost is it to have him available after suspension?
Well, he's a very big player for us, and it's unusual for him, certainly this season, with the sending off, because he's a wholehearted player, and going back over previous seasons, he of course had the 2 sending offs last season. But what he certainly has done, he's matured, I think, with each game he plays, each month. He's getting more experienced, and so he was a big loss because of the consistency of his play. So that being the case, it's obviously very good to get him back.